Rebecca has a testimony.
I just want to say, to give thanks to God. I did fill my citizenship application form, and it was a bit complicated. I gave them everything they wanted to, but they wanted more, and I was unable to provide that in the amount of time they gave me to do. And we prayed about it, and we wrote to them. Mommy said, well, we have to vote to them and tell them you submit your application form on time. So they need to consider that and grant you what you want. It took time, but we were just praying about it. And Wednesday just gone, and I heard we had the post, and I was like, oh, that's not a heavy post, so it can't be mine. But anyway, when I got out and I saw the letter, I opened it, and it has been approved. So I don't have to send anything at all. Now it's only up to me when I'm ready to do what I want to do. And I just want to say thanks to God about it. And one more thing, I wrote it down, sorry. And I just want to thank God for the beautiful family he gave me, you all. And I'm so grateful to have you as a family. And on this Mother's Day, I was thinking, like, the devil has been trying to pull me down all my life. And he stole so many things from me. And one of them was not having the experience to be in a loving family. I wasn't loved for somehow. I will never know why. But that really, really affected my life, growing and knowing you are not loved. But I just knew I've missed out. I'll never have something like that back in my life. I never thought of it. But I'm just so grateful to God. I've got a mom and dad. And now I can feel it, and I have that experience to be in a loving family. So I was like this morning, I haven't missed out. It's never too late for God. He's there, and he's powerful. He can do anything. I just have to tell you all, never think you've missed out on anything, because God is capable of doing it. And I am the testimony. I don't feel jealous of people anymore. I used to be. Not like in a bad way, but seeing them in a loving family, I used to feel like, oh, I wish that could be me. But now I'm not wishing it anymore. I'm just there and enjoying it every single day. And it's amazing. And the devil is keep losing. And I keep getting back everything I've stolen in my life so far. So praise the Lord.
Just to add what Rebecca said, we don't have any children of our own. We've taken many under our wing, and many, including Helen, have been a great blessing to us. And I just sort of quit on the idea of anybody ever calling me mummy. And then what does God do? He brings Rebecca into our lives, and he tells me, you to open your home to her. And we're saying, well, okay, God, yeah, this is you. And I never realised what a great blessing it would be, but it really, really is. She's a tremendous blessing to us, and I thank God. Not only is she blessed, but we're blessed, and the fellowship is blessed. And I thank you, every one of you, for just accepting her and loving her, because she's a beautiful girl, and I thank God for that. Amen. And who knows? God said he would give us many children, so I'm not sure what's next. Amen.